Time to have a chat to the assistant coach, the 2OC, I believe, of the Adelaide Football Club, Scotty Camporeale, or Scott, the correct way, Camporeale.
Well done, Kim. You've learnt from our little one-on-one we had earlier.
Well, I always knew, and just so people know, we'll explain this again, because your dad was a great boundary umpire here in South Australia for many, many years, but South Australians have always said Camporeale.
Yeah, no, well, it's probably a lot easier just to roll off the tongue, so that's why.
But then you went to Carlton and they were all over you like a ton of bricks and it's Camporeale.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, enough of that. You're not interested, I can tell. Scotty, you're going along beautifully. Update us on the situation of some of your other players that aren't playing at the moment, like Scotty Thompson and Matty Crouch.
Yeah, well, obviously both those guys have had interrupted pre-season, so they're working their way back into not only match fitness but form. So I'm, you know, really hopeful that those two aren't too far away.
What about, you'd be very happy with the output around the clearances the last 2 weeks, plus 16 and plus 13, Campo. You'd be sitting back smoking the pipe saying, how easy is this?
Well, you know, it can change very, very quickly. So we'll definitely take it at the moment. But a lot of work, obviously, over the summer and really good by the boys so far, and it's been a real team effort, I guess, all over the ground to get those numbers.
And you've had a few more faces move through the midfield, Betts and Smith and obviously Nathan Van Berlo coming back there. Have you been happy with the addition and what they've brought?
Yeah, no, I have, Bix. You know, obviously Nathan missed the whole last year, so he's like a new recruit for us, I guess, but he's sort of been in and out of the midfield wing and a little bit forward. Eddie's would give him an opportunity. As you well know, sometimes if you get stuck as a small forward, you can limit, you know, your, I guess, involvement in the game. So, you know, we trialled it over pre-season and had some impact over that. So he's been really, really good for us through there. So, yeah, and obviously Brody Smith's trying to work his way in there, obviously coming off a All-Australian halfback. You can always go back there, but we're really trying to get him through the midfield a little bit more.
And one of the things I know you're really keen on, Brody, 189, another fellow who's got a really good-sized body is Cam Ellis-Yolman. So just brought a bit of extra size to that midfield group.
Yeah, no, you're right, Bix. I mean, we've had this discussion over the last 3 or 4 years behind closed door, but, you know, I think the game's going to those taller-type midfielders. You only got to look at Sydney and Freo and those top teams, so you know, we've still got Brad Crouch to come in there as well in the not-too-distant future. So, you know, a really good reward for Cam. He's worked really hard, and it's great that he's holding his spot in the team.
Scotty, it's been interesting working with Bix over the recent weeks since he joined our footy team in terms of the way he looks at a game and all the statistical information. What do you place the greatest importance on now? We've got so many different amounts of information that there were a decade ago and a decade before that. The big one now seems to be this one you've been talking about, is ground ball and also metres gained.
Yeah, no, well, Bix loves the metres gained one, so that's his baby. But yeah, that obviously means how sort of influential that probably one individual player can be on the ground in terms of getting the ball in or forward half and that's field position. So that's really important. But you know, I think the game is also a lot on the ground. So if you win your fair share at ground level, then you can also either kick or handball and get it to field position as well. So those two are becoming really critical stats going forward.
So can I just say, like on the Collingwood game, just to give me some, and all of us some insight onto this, like you had 6,192 metres gained to their 5,545. Do you look at that and is that significant or not?
Oh, not really. I mean, there's other key indicators. I think that stuff comes down to more individual stuff rather than team. So if you have a look at the individual players on the weekend that had the influence, I dare say Brody Smith would have been up there. So they're the critical components rather than probably a team involvement.
Well, on the weekend, particularly in the first half, Scott Pendlebury was quite influential. I think he had 22 touches. And Phil Walsh last night talked about placing a caller on him. We watched throughout the telecast, or when we called the game, and it was difficult at times, but it looked like Sloan had a bit to do. And I guess one of the things, when you look at Rory's output, he actually played a really good game himself. So it was a pretty good battle.
Yeah, no, it was, and you know, we're trying not to go that way, and I guess, as you know, Bix, I'm a bit similar philosophy with Phil. I think if you if you have a real negating player, then you're losing some of your really good players through your midfield. So there's a balance of that, of course, but, you know, it's a battle of midfields and who has the most influence. So Luke Sloan was there at times. Van Berlo had him at stages. Cam Ellis-Yolman sometimes at stoppage. So, you know, it was a little bit of a concern at half-time, but we challenged the boys at half-time and I think he only had 7 or 8 after half-time. So, you know, we squared that ledger up and, as you said, those guys all had influential parts in the game.
One of the things this week, you're playing Melbourne and a lot of people will want to tell you that you're obviously red-hot favourites. It's going to be mark it down as a win, but they still have some real quality through their midfield. Jones, Viney, Vince, Dom Tyson, Jamar as a ruckman, Lumumba. So some quality names there.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Bix. And you were sitting alongside me last year where we were
heading hands.
Correct. So it wasn't a pretty game by us by a long shot. But look, their quality. I mean, I'm not sure there's any team going around the AFL that doesn't have quality midfielders in it. So we won't be taking them lightly. That's for sure.
Our special guest is Crows assistant coach and midfield coach Scott Camporelli. Scotty. You've now had 3 coaches at the Adelaide Footy Club in your time back in Adelaide after being at Carlton and Essendon, Neil Craig, Brendan Sanderson and now Phil Walsh. Have a listen to Walshy last night when he was on the couch talking about his time in the box on the weekend and giving players maybe a spray.
I'm working on my breaks. I think I gave him a spray at quarter time as well, Brownie. Look, I probably didn't have my best day emotionally in the box on the weekend, but I'm working on it.
So how did you find him in the box when he says it wasn't the best day emotionally? And when the game seemed to be in control for most of the day, what were his emotions?
Look, he's probably been a bit hard on himself. Mm. It feels his hardest critic, as you'll probably find out. But, look, it was just one of those things. And, look, it wasn't anywhere near what I would have thought he's worried about. But, look, it happens. I mean, senior coaches are in the hot seat and there's points in the game where you want critical things to happen and it doesn't happen for a variety of reasons. But, you know, as for him yelling at him, I think the players have got really high respect for him and he's got the ability to do that when he needs to. But, you know, up until now, he's been really calm with the players, really positive, and at that stage, that's what they needed.
Now, Campo, we know that you can kick the footy through the eye of a needle. People that go down and watch training, they'll see you practicing your goal kicking. Have you felt like you need to just grab a couple of those forwards and say, come on, this is how you do it? 12-goal 18 on the weekend, and the Big Tech's probably the worst defender.
Yeah, no, well, it is a bugbear, Bix, no doubt about it, because it costs you games of footy, as you well know. Mm. So, yeah, and once again, I mean, they're absolutely trying to fix it. There's plenty of advice going around on how to do it, but as you know, under the heat of the battle, 50,000 people, it's really hard to replicate that sort of pressure. So, you know, we're diligently trying to correct that and, you know, get it back to where it should be. But we just don't want to, you know, as well as all the other teams in the AFL, don't want it to cost you games of footy.
Scotty, we know that you've coached at a couple of clubs now. So too has Phil Walsh. He's had quite a journey. He also spoke last night about what he's learnt from different clubs.
Oh, probably my experience at West Coast under the leadership of John Worsfold. I learnt so much in my 5 years there. And probably one of the great lessons I learnt from John was listen more, lead better. And I've tried to keep that. Even now, one of the things I write before I get in the coach's box game day is don't overcoach.
Are there any pearls of wisdom that you've picked up from different clubs, like at Essendon or from previous coaches at Carlton or previous coaches at Adelaide?
Oh, well, I mean, I've coached under Matthew Knights at Essendon, Neil Craig and Brenton. So I think the three things, and along with Phil, is they're all of them are, you know, their attention to detail with their preparation is a real key. So, I mean, nothing groundbreaking, but, you know, they've all got positives and they've all got negatives. So that's the art of coaching, is whether you can actually get all the positives on the right page and your players can actually respond to what you're trying to do. But, you know, Phil's been really positive. He's got the players buying, and obviously the game plan that he's brought has been really positive, and the players are really bought in the first five games. So we hope that continues.
One of the things that's been really effective is the way you've attacked and scored. You've been pretty efficient going inside the forward 50. Paul Roos, we know, has often used defensive tactics. So have you spoken about that? And one of the blokes you've got there, Ryan O'Keefe, would have spent a lot of time underneath Paul Roos. I'm just wondering if you've picked his brain as well.
Not as yet, but, you know, we've reviewed the game yesterday and had today off, so we're watching the game busily over the last couple of days. Haven't seen a lot of Melbourne, but you know, Roosie is about, you know, numbers, you know, getting back quickly. So it's about how quickly we can sort of move the ball, and if they do happen to get back, you know, the reality is we have to try and lower our eyes and not bomb it in there. So you know, that is reflective of a few teams going through the AFL at the moment, but you know, they've obviously played some good footy in patches, and they'd be disappointed with some of their patches. So it's going to be a tight game.
Yeah, Melbourne this week, we know that Brody Smith's under a little bit of a cloud at the moment. If he wasn't to make it, who would you be leaning to take his place?
Oh, it's a tough call. I mean, most of the, you know, there's Thompson, Crouch, Jared Lyons that have all been putting up their hands, you know, knocking on the door. So it'll be a little bit more about team balance, I guess, when it comes to selection. But, you know, Brody will go through the right medical protocols, and let's hope he's fit and ready to play.
So Scotty has done enough now, the two games that he's had back, Scotty Thompson? Or does he
look, I haven't watched his game from the weekend yet, but all reports is he's back to running at his best, and obviously had a really influential game. He had 29 possessions and 11 tackles and kicked 4 points, you know. So I think he's back to where he needs to be, and you know, unfortunately for Scott at the moment, the team's performing pretty well, and it's pretty hard to change. So although he's a quality player and we want to get him back in as soon as we can.
I think most Crows fans would think that's a good problem, Campo. Hey, thanks so much for joining us and spending the time. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to catching up throughout the year.
Good on you. Thanks for having me, guys.